back to what you didn't hear about the entire world imploding now and Biden being at the head of it. Can you imagine a person that is less qualified and less fit to deal with the situation that he has created himself? There is a story today. Here it is at thefederalist.com. And it is all about how the Biden regime creates all of these massive problems, and then after they blow up in their face, first thing is to deny there ever was a problem to begin with, and secondly, deny that you had anything to do with attempting to, quote, fix it, close quote. Then when that doesn't work, then say the old man is presiding over meetings and he's filled with anger and fury because things aren't being done the way he ordered them to be done. Rinse and repeat. And this is what they're doing. If your let me lay this one out on you. If your children are of age to be drafted and they sign their Selective Service cards, tell them to get ready to join the Chelsea Manning 69th and the 101st Tranny Mechanized. Because if these lunatics get their way, and by some, and this wouldn't be a miracle, this would be some abomination, they are able to con the rest of the world into becoming, into letting NATO into the, or letting Ukraine into NATO, that is going to trigger a warlike action from the Russians. Because the first thing that's going to happen is Zelensky's going to go to the NATO council, is going to say, okay, now that we're in NATO, you have to defend us. So France, England, U.S., all the NATO countries, send us your young men and women to come die in our battle against against the Russians. And what the Russians are going to do is go like, yeah, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We have these things called ICBMs. We see columns of troops on the way. We're going to blow them to kingdom come. Now, it's almost not imaginable. It's almost inconceivable, as the Sicilian would say. It's almost inconceivable that we are where we are. The Israelis, with the blessing of the Biden regime, bombed the Iranian embassy in Damascus on Tuesday. Allegedly to take out some supposed Iranian Quds Force general who was there. Of course, never mind that there was 100-some-odd diplomats and other civvies that just happened to be hanging around. When you're the IDF, you can do that. You know, because Zionism, right? Because
we are the world's God's chosen people. President Benjamin Netanyahu has met, and I'm going to meet with regime leader Biden to work out the details of world destruction.
This is some serious stuff here. You don't drop bombs on embassies to begin with. This is why they're called embassies. You know, I talked about this yesterday. And talked about how, aren't embassies like sovereign ground? Even back in the Cold War days when the Russians had an embassy here in the United States. You know, as a matter of fact, there's a TV show, The Americans. How many of you ever saw the TV show The Americans, which was about the fact that the KGB and the Russian, the Soviet government had planted KGB agents who were trained from when they were children to look, act, and sound like Americans, but they weren't. And they were basically agents, and the show follows, what's her name? She was in the Cocaine Bear movie. In any event, it follows this family, and they meet their handlers out and about and get their orders on what to do, but they have an embassy, the Russian... Kerry Russell. They have an embassy. Of course, they have an embassy in Mordor on the Potomac River. And they also have because they're in Philadelphia, they have an embassy of some sort. No, the embassy is in Mordor. And in several instances, Russians retreat to their embassy when they're being chased by the FBI, by the feds, because they know once they get into the embassy that there's nothing that the FBI can do. Now, they can request, hey, bring this guy to the gate, we're going to arrest him or whatever. But there's nothing because it's Russian Soviet, at that time, it's Soviet territory. And so the same would hold true in Syria when the Iranians have an embassy, the Syrians would say, okay, well, this is your plot of land. This is basically Iran in Syria, right? So when the IDF levels the building, I'm not clear on whether or not they did it, that they planted a bomb in there or it was an airstrike. Doesn't seem that anyone is. But one thing we can tell you with certainty, that building is no mo. Shigong! You can't just do that and not expect that someone's going to go, I think we had some, like, human beings in there. And the general you were looking for, yeah, he wasn't in there. But there were 100-some-odd other people that were, and they didn't have anything to do with this. Why'd you kill them? So the Iranians are going, like, we're serving you notice. 48 hours, Israel will pay. And America is going to pay, too, because you idiots are in cahoots with them and have done nothing to stop their war crimes. This is the Crusade Radio Network.
While you were gone, we saved the free world. Welcome back to the Mike Church Show.
Welcome back to the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Radio Network on a free phone Friday. Call in line telephone number 844-527-8723. So I started this harangue here today and this deplorable state of affairs. How do you like that? We're deplorables reporting on a deplorable state of affairs. Is that irony lost on anyone? Here's how the media are lying right now. Biden pissed edition. I just liked the headline and I went, oh, okay, got me.
First thing I said, is he drunk?
Is he off his meds? Did you guys get him off the adrenochrome? I said the A word, weren't supposed to say it. This is Eddie Scarry. Axios headline, April the 4th. White House temperature is very high ahead of Biden BB call. Here's another news story meticulously crafted by the Biden White House to buy time on one more catastrophe unfolding on the regime leader's watch. Citing an unnamed U.S. official, Axios claims Biden is pissed. Now, if you're a Brit, if you're Fiorella, well, then pissed means drunk, right? So is he drunk? Biden is pissed ahead of calls scheduled with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in light of the deadly attack this week on a food aid caravan in Gaza. President Biden's phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu planned for Thursday morning, the report said, is expected to be tense as Biden is outraged about the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen aid workers in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza earlier this week, 4 U.S. officials said. So if these were just garden variety kitchen workers or sous chefs or chefs or whatever that were Palestinians, that would be okay. You can kill them, because remember, they're all Hamas. But these people weren't. Oh, they were also white people. Probably shouldn't have done that one. You can bomb some brown people and get away with it and just claim, well, we heard it. Israel had intel that they were with Hamas. This is how the White House handles every failure that Biden and Kamala Harris either cause or exacerbate. They do nothing that would truly fix the problem. Watch it spiral further out of control, and then tell their handlers tell DC reporters they should at least put it out there that the president is just as frustrated as it all by it all as the rest of America. So in other words, the old man is just as angry about all of these failures and about all these catastrophes as you are.